One of the reasons to permit work on Chol HaMoed, as we have seen a number of times, is if it is a Dover Ha'oved. If by not performing that activity you would have a great loss, then it is permitted, and in most scenarios, a Dover Ha'oved can be performed in its regular way. Even if it's a Maisa Umon, a professional manner, it can still be performed. Now, at the end of the previous perek, the Mishnah taught that even by a Dover Ha'oved, if one intends before Yom Tov, he thinks to himself, I've got time now to fix the thing, to do this particular activity, but you know what? In a week's time on Chol HaMoed, I'll have loads of time, and I'll do this activity then. In such a case, the Mishnah told us that it's forbidden to do that activity on Chol HaMoed. It's very much against the spirit of the Yom Tov and the Chol HaMoed to intend on performing your work on Chol HaMoed just because you've got more time. And it also shows that it's not considered for you to be of huge importance because you're willing to delay it until Chol HaMoed. Now, on a similar note, if somebody starts a long process, for example, the process of squeezing olives into oil, so that you get the oil from the olives. So that process can take a number of days. If you start that on, let's say, the day before Yom Tov, once you've started the process, to stop in the middle would end up ruining the olives, and it would become a Dover Ha'oved. However, since you sort of made it into a Dover Ha'oved on Chol HaMoed, by starting the whole process just before Yom Tov began, you are deliberately causing it to become a Dover Ha'oved on Chol HaMoed. And in such a case, it will be forbidden to continue that process on Chol HaMoed. That having been said, if somebody does start the long process with enough time before Yom Tov for it to be completed before Yom Tov, but then something occurred in the middle of the process out of his control, which meant that he wasn't able to complete it before Yom Tov, in that case, it would be permitted to continue that process on Chol HaMoed, because it is a Dover Ha'oved which he did not deliberately cause. However, there is a discussion as to what extent we are lenient. So begins the Mishnah. Misha Hofach HaZesov, somebody who turned over his olives in the vat. The first process of squeezing the olives would that they would all be placed in a vat, perhaps even for a few days, or for a good number of hours until they soften. And after a number of hours, he would turn the olives over, and then they would pretty much be soft and ready to be squeezed. Now at this stage, if they are left for a number of days without doing anything to them, then the olives could rot and he would end up losing out on all of his olives. So he had turned over the olives, and then it occurred to him that he became an ovel, a mourner. One of his seven closest relatives died, and the halacha is that an ovel, a mourner, is forbidden to work. And because of that, he was forbidden to complete that work before Yom Tov, Oines, or if something else out of his control occurred that meant that he wasn't able to complete the work, Oishet Uhu Poyalim, or if workers caused this mistake, meaning workers promised to come in order to do this process of squeezing the olives, and they didn't end up coming. So that's not his fault at all, and he did not plan on leaving the work until Chol HaMoed, and therefore we are not going to force him to lose out on all of his olives on Chol HaMoed. However, according to this opinion, all he is allowed to do is to prevent that loss. Just because it's the Dover Ha'oved does not mean that you can perform it in the regular manner, according to this opinion. Rather, Toyin Koro Yoshena, you can place the first beam on top of the olives. Once the olives had been softened, they would place a beam, which was quite heavy, on top of the olives, and the beam would be left there for a while for the oil to be squeezed out of the olives. After a while, they would then place another beam on top of it to complete the process. However, once the first beam had been placed onto the olives, there was no longer a danger of the olives rotting. And so according to this opinion, he can place the first beam on top of the olives, but then he has to leave it there like that until after Yom Tov. The Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yossi says that once we are considering this to be a Dover Ha'oved, it is now permitted to do the process in its regular way. And so Zoylef, he can pour all of the olives into the olive press, the geimer, and complete the entire process of squeezing the olives into oil. And then he can put it into barrels, the gof, and he can seal the barrels, kedarkoi, in its regular way, since it is now considered to be a dover ha'oved.